This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent part of Thursday trying to put a positive spin on his decision to ban travelers from Europe because of the coronavirus outbreak. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, some of what the president has been saying is not true.
He says it's another way to keep more virus cases out of the country.
And if an American's coming back or anybody's coming back, we're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup where people coming in have to be tested.
That's not true, nor is his statement that those who return are being forced to self-isolate.
It's going to be a pretty strong enforcement of quarantine.
Today has seen another big market drop, plus more school and sports league cancellations as fears of the virus spread. Though for most people, it causes only mild or moderate symptoms, and the vast majority recover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For Wall Street, it was its worst day since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987. We get details from AP's Tim McGuire.
The S&P 500 has lost more than a quarter of its value since last month, 9.5% on Thursday alone. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton in Chicago, says investors are dismayed that the federal government can't come up with a coherent plan to combat the virus and the financial crisis it's feeding.
The markets are screaming to Congress and to our elected officials, we need more. We need guidance. We need to know that, you know, you're awake at the wheel.
Swonk says President Trump and other leaders have to realize they need to work together not only in this country, but with governments and leadership around the world to protect the global economy and ease the impact of the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.